Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Peabody Award-winning international film and television star Nick Searcy, and you're listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. In all essence, we have lost the republic that was entrusted to us at the founding of our great nation. We failed to keep politicians accountable to their oath, and for decades, they have been violating that oath and benefiting themselves personally as they sold pieces of our freedom to foreign enemies. What's left for patriots to do now? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include 4 tours in Vietnam, Commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD Region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you very much for having me, Audrey.
Well, Tom, this is going to be a pip of a segment here. Upon exiting the Constitutional Convention, Benjamin Franklin was approached by a group of citizens asking what sort of government the delegates had created. He answered, "A republic, if you can keep it." Well, my humble opinion, we failed to keep it. We failed to hold those we elected accountable to keep their oath to protect and defend the Constitution, which protected our individual freedoms. So now, with massive evidence and hundreds of affidavits proving voter fraud, the voters were not even given their day in court, a 10-day period to present the overwhelming evidence that the election was stolen from the people. And it appears we were also betrayed by the GOP in Georgia, and the Senate now is controlled by the Dems. Tom, is there any recourse here for us?
Well, here's what I would do, because it looks like we're in a Hail Mary situation, Audrey. And what you said was exactly correct. And what Benjamin Franklin said was exactly correct. A republic, if we can keep it. After this election, if Vice President Pence, which it looks like he will be inaugurated, although General Flynn 2 days ago didn't agree with that, but that's another story. Let's focus on this. It was not a constitutional election in the vernacular of a lawyer. And why wasn't it? We'll go through the easy things. The six, seven battleground states, which were so critical, are Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Now, most of them had constitutional violations, either, in other words, they didn't get the changes that secretaries of state or governors or Supreme Court justices made, or just clerks in some cases in Wisconsin, that just made on the voting procedures, mail-in ballots, et cetera. Right. So ballot voting come in 3 to 5 days later. So those were absolute violations of their state constitutions and or U.S. Constitution. That's me laying out what is evident. Now, that means Vice President Biden was elected on false pretense. But nobody, over 60 court cases, and you saw the U.S. Congress last night, have avoided looking into the details of just what I articulated. The president, yesterday at noon when he gave his speech on the Ellipse, laid it out pretty clear. And we have a fraudulent election or an unconstitutional election. And the Congress ratified those votes last night, in the middle of the night, after that Antifa-led uprising on the Hill, right, which there's more than ample evidence that it was Antifa people doing it that merged and used deception to get in with the MAGA people and create all the chaos that they did. But let's stay on the voting right now, right, because the vice president could have, despite his lengthy letter on why he did not, he could have used his plenary authority in his oath of office is plenary, to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And what could he have done? He could have, as could McConnell, the Senator McConnell, they could have approved and recommended when Arizona came up, for instance, and they had a vote, and we had many rhino Republicans bypassing this, and we can discuss why these Republicans have done what they've done. Simply stated, they're in bed with China, they're making money, and there are a whole host of things going on. They're corrupt, in mm-hmm. other words. Yeah. But they could have given us a 10-day audit on just what went on during the election. The 80 million Americans that voted, and I say 80, the president says 75, it's somewhere between 75 and 80 million Americans voted for President Trump. They're passionate for him, as evidenced by their showing up in Washington yesterday and all the other times they have shown up for campaign events or just on their own without the president throughout the whole country. Right. Now, what is important there, if they would have given this 10-day audit, then at least the American people would have had an understanding. Was it a constitutional election or was it not? And as I've said on this program before, I believe, Audrey, COVID-19 was a deliberate biological attack on the United States and the world, led by the Chinese. And the Chinese keep popping up in this. There will be a debate for quite some time on how deliberate it was, but we know that President Xi did not tell the world what his problem was. I think they conceived it, released it, and had the impact. Number one, on the global economy as well as the U.S. economy. Number two, on the U.S. elections. President Trump was killing the Chinese and their corruption. They had too soft a deal in moving all the jobs out of the United States and out of the rest of the world and their investments globally. We got it wrong on China. we thought by making them members of the economic groups, the group of seven, the group of 20, all the different groups that they have, economic groups, that capitalism would raise all the lives and the standard of living, which it has in China, and then they would move towards a democratic republic in our vein.
Yeah, that's Kissinger's brilliance. That's yeah. Being sarcastic when I say that. Go ahead.
Well, and that was wrong. It was absolutely wrong.
Right.
We and President Xi is much stronger than, frankly, any other president in modern time in China, is taking advantage of it. And all the students in school, the dollars invested. You look at Foxconn, the big factory they're supposed to build up in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, rather. All this going on, economic development, has given them unimaginable influence on our political types. It has corrupted them. Money corrupts. And so we have this unconstitutional election that is so obvious, and they do not want an audit on it, a transparent one. They want to delay it 4 years, and there won't be one. Now, let me give you specifics. On Tuesday night at 11:30 in the evening, I got a call from a source that the election in Georgia was being tampered with, and they were moving votes from the two Republicans, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, into the two goon balls for Democrats. You couldn't have gotten worse nominees than the Democrats had, particularly in Georgia. And they were moving the votes. Both Kelly and David were ahead in what I was watching at 11:30. I notified certain people, trying to alert them, and the initial attack was coming from Pakistan, the ISI, the intelligence service there, and then it was followed up by the Chinese, by North Korea, Russians, Iran, Iraq, many of the same players that did the 3 November attack and moved the votes throughout. And they always wait to the end. And it's always the Democratic counties that are large and that is the very end that they attack. What I mean by attack, they use their software and move it in. China now has Hammer and Scorecard, and that's a whole program itself. Who created the treasonous acts to give them this technology? In any case, they are the leaders in the hacking. And so they changed the votes. As I watched between 11:30 and 12:30, it went from significant pluses for David Perdue and Kelly to they were behind. And so I went to bed. I wanted to get word to people to notify the two to protest the election, stop the counting, et cetera, because they're waiting for those large counties in Georgia, in Atlanta, to bring in their votes. And that's where they manipulate the votes and shift them. And oops, guess who comes out ahead? They definitely do not want Republicans, a Republican-dominated Senate, because that China is going to change their whole ball game. And China is the leader behind all of this. There are other players, but China is the leader. They have the money, they have the wherewithal, the technology, etc. So we now have an unconstitutional election that nobody, numbers, wanted to at least look at it and get the facts. And our own vice president gets up there and hits a woofer, just says he couldn't do anything. All he had to do was recommend in his plenary powers of his oath of office that we have a 10-day study of a committee of five Republicans, five Democrats, and say five Supreme Court justices, like they did in 1876, mm-hmm. The law, which hasn't been challenged, and a law cannot supersede the Constitution. And so really, were only dependent upon the Constitution. And Jefferson himself voided the votes from Georgia, the electoral, in the same session that he was the president of as the vice president, and he was awarded the presidency. Nobody complained about that.
Right.
And so we have this case, Audrey, in which the vice president actually betrayed his oath of office. And this is my opinion, and probably 80 million plus more Americans. And he could have gotten an audit. That's all he had to do. And there's no Democrat that wants an audit, because they all know, every House and Senate member in the U.S. Congress that are Democrats know that Biden won with corruption.
Well, exactly, Tom. They knew no American should have a problem with there being an audit if you did everything honestly. If you know that you cheated, of course you don't want an audit, right?
Correct. If you want transparency, why wouldn't the American people want to really know what happened?
Yeah, now we know that they cheated.
Yeah. We knew it the night. I knew it the night,
yes.
You know, watching, because I was watching, and I wasn't watching, I was getting up to date. I knew the outcome because I predicted it on the first and the second, once I knew that they had hammer and scorecard and were putting it to evil intentions. And they did not fail us, did they? So, now the president has all this information. Now, I don't know who in his sphere of influence, which is immense, because the DOJ, the Department of Justice, and the FBI have passed on this. CISA, which is the Cyber Warfare Infrastructure Support Agency, has bailed on us. Their guy, Chris Krebs, said it was a perfect election. Everybody knows it wasn't a perfect election, but he is corrupt. So what was his involvement? He's out of Microsoft. And there's some links there between the founder of Microsoft.
Gates. And, yeah. Right.
Yeah. And so the corruption just runs deep.
Yeah.
And it showed up last night in those Republicans that voted the direction they did. And look, this is a skilled group that is doing a coup d'etat. It is a coup d'etat. It is treasonous. It is high treason. And those same people intermixed the Antifa people in the MAGA people yesterday. And they're the ones that broke in. I believe that McConnell and Pelosi and the mayor were in cahoots,
yep.
Let them in at a certain place.
Well, there is video, you know, of the Capitol Police allowing these people to come through. They removed the barriers. There's video of this. So we know that they did that. But I'm just going to interrupt for a second here. This is what's absurd and insulting to the intelligence of the American people. They're trying to make us believe that a man who had tens of thousands and overflow everywhere he did a rally, and sometimes he did, there were days where he did five rallies in five different cities. And that he lost to a man who did about two events, who had about 20 people, and most of that was media. And that's it. There were pop-up, as I put it, pop-up events that Americans did for Trump. And they want you to believe that Biden, who couldn't even get a sewing circle together to listen to him, and when he spoke recently online, he couldn't even get 2,000 people to listen to him. They want you to believe that he got more votes than any other president in history. That's an insult to our intelligence, is it not?
Absolutely. It doesn't pass the sniff test, does it?
No. No, it doesn't.
In battleground states, you know, he got more, only in the battleground states did he get more votes than Biden, than Obama. And people want to tell us that Sleepy Joe got 12 million more votes than Biden, President Obama.
Right.
No way. And so it doesn't pass the sniff test. It doesn't pass any test that we're talking about. Yet, they want us to go out and believe it. And the mainstream media is complicit. look how much we know in our discussions, and you never hear the mainstream media, to include Fox, and in many cases, Newsmax. I've been watching it primarily lately, but it's not getting into the depth that is doing fairly well, but not nearly as much as we're doing on the radio, for instance.
Right, yeah.
So that's the disturbing thing.
Yeah, sure it is. And, you know, I wanted to kind of double down here on Pence, who to me has proved he was the coward he has always been throughout his political career from when he was in Indiana. And he lied at a rally. He lied to the face of the Americans, the face of the voters at a rally in Georgia the night before. And that's why the president thought he was going to do the right thing, according to the Constitution. He lied and said that there was massive voter fraud and that it was, you know, it was terrible what was done to the American voter and blah, blah, blah. And then he pulled up his petticoat and ran like a little girl. I thought it was a mistake to take Pence as his running mate in 2016. Perhaps he should have thought of someone else this time around. But this guy was a Judas, was he not?
Et tu, Brutu.
Yeah.
Brutus, slaying of Caesar in the Roman Empire. And that's what historically he will be remembered as. And the dangerous thing is, I just read a very good article that, and I think I may have sent it to you, in which he was complicit, according to this article, but he was complicit with Rosenstein in the investigation of Russian collusion, hoping that the president would be outed, impeached, mm-hmm. and then he would become president. And that has a lot of merit to it. That's why I believe he did what he did on Flynn, because Flynn brought the intelligence community knowledge, not the political knowledge, into the National Security Council. And the NS and the intelligence community is where they started the Russian collusion. From London, the English equivalent, GCHQ, which is their equivalent of NSA, moved it into the CIA. CIA moved it over to DOJ and the FBI. So that's why they didn't want General Flynn in. And Pence is the one that initiated that. And so now it makes sense to what he's done on his final act, because I would fire him right now. I would remove him right now, and maybe he will. Maybe he will.
I hope he will. I mean, he's being too gracious to these people. I would too, just to stick it to him, because he stabbed him in the back. I mean, he's been stabbing him in the back all along, and we just didn't. He wasn't doing it in the open, Pence. But this guy is a degenerate, as far as I'm concerned. He likes to look very noble and very so presidential. And he's not going to see another elected office. Forget it. He's not going anywhere for the rest of his life, because everyone has branded him as what he is, a traitor.
A traitor, and he could have made a difference. Now, if the audit was done, let's take it, follow through with that. The audit was done, and it was shown that President Trump won. I believe the Congress would have to change, because you'd have to go back to the states, and the states would have to look at that evidence, and the legislatures should be involved. And it would be very difficult, even for Democratic, but they're capable of it. But even for Democratic governors. To change that.
Well, but
transparency, it would have made it difficult.
Right. You know, the thing is, Tom, what you have going on right now is in those contested states, there's at least three of them, from what I understand, but that are like in Pennsylvania, the decertifying. If they're decertifying because they found fraud, how can the Congress certify it?
Well, that's the strange thing.
Yeah.
Last night, we had rhinos that. And that's because what the adversaries did, the same people that did the Russian collusion, that did the impeachment, that did the fraudulent voting, they are the ones that slipped in Antifa there and got the Congress all upset.
Yes, the distraction.
But if they were on the edge of voting to go back and look at it, they lost that. And the media was enormously helpful to
yes.
them.
Oh, my
the media
gosh, yeah.
coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And attacking the president and saying, this is what you have is an unruly mob. And all those things.
So. Yeah, but yet the looting and the arson and the violence that had been going on all year from Antifa and BLM, they said not a word. They called that civil disobedience. They called that democracy in action. It was insulting again to our intelligence. Now, you know, Tom, 80+ million voters were robbed of their vote. I mean, our vote will never count again because there's no proof it ever will. Our freedom and our nation was taken from us, in my opinion. What's a patriot to do now? I mean, is it time for a new party? Because basically the GOP, except for a handful, is dead.
Well, I agree with you. And that's a good question for the party. What are we going to do? Are we going to call ourselves Trumpers? Are we going to reinvent ourselves? What is going to happen to this party? It probably won't matter because we're going to be now dominated by communists.
Yeah.
They will quickly move into the communist orbit, and they'll be driving everything and run the country like China's run. We are at a perilous, clearly the most difficult time in our history.
Yeah.
Do I see open civil war breaking out? No, I don't. Maybe it should.
I wonder about, I know nobody wants to see that, but I wonder about that because you have gotten people, you destroyed their lives, and now they plan to, you know, grab them by the throat and punch them in the face because they want to mask people, a mask mandate for 100 days for nothing. There's no science behind this. None. There's no science behind this. 100 days plus they want to close down. And so what they want to do is kill the rest of small business. So that's never going to come back. And then, you know, of course, make sure, force the people to do what they want for 100 days. And then, of course, they'll release it and say, oh, he's a miracle. Look at the miracle man did. He killed the virus. He didn't kill anything. The virus died on its own. We're in flu season. But, of course, you wouldn't know that, would you?
No, you wouldn't. And that's what they're doing. That's why they're killing in New York, where you are, and California, and Jersey, Illinois, these states, that these Democratic governors are killing the small business owner, making them dependent upon the government.
Right, right. So now you saw what Alan West had recommended. Do you see that happening, where you get an alliance of states, constitutional alliance?
I don't know enough about it, Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough about what Alan's proposing. Something has got to be done. There are too many million Americans, and even they'll probably throw in 20 million more Democrats who do not want to be a part of communism. And so you're looking at 100 million Americans. What is going to happen to us? We are in the most perilous condition, I'm repeating myself, that we have ever been in our history.
It's worth repeating. It's worth repeating because unless God saves us, we're doomed. I know I don't like saying that, but unless he, and I don't think he abandoned us yet, but I don't know how we're going to get out of this one, because once they know how to control the vote, our vote will never count again. You know, Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS? Where can they do that?
Yes, well, it's with CCNS, the Citizens Commission on National Security .org. That's where all my stuff goes and my broadcasts, et cetera, Audrey. Mm-hmm. I don't have my own website, so that's what I use.
Well, as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the On Air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared. Thanks so much, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Audrey.
Excellent. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.